Hello, and welcome to Mr. Marr's History Podcast. Google Mr. Marr History to get more help with Nationals Higher and Advanced Higher History.
In today's podcast, we will be discussing the 1915 rent strikes. We will begin by discussing why rent strikes took place in Scotland during the war, and we will go on to look at specific events during the strikes. During the Great War, there was various major protests across Scotland. These aimed to stop rent increases and also to try and improve people's living conditions. The Great War had led to an economic boom across the country. More people had jobs, and key industries such as shipbuilding needed more workers. As a result, more people came to live in the areas which were near these industries. Locations such as Glasgow, Clydeside, Dundee, Edinburgh and Aberdeen also increases in their population. And due to more people living in these areas, there was then a much greater demand for housing. In Glasgow in 1915, with more people wanting houses in the city, landlords decided to massively raise the rents that they charged, often by as much as 25%. This meant that tenants were either forced to pay more money or face losing their homes. The rent increases also caused anger because they came at a time of rising food prices, which meant people were already short of money. In addition, many of the homes in which people lived were actually of very poor quality, and people resented having to pay more. Big rent increases and tenant anger were not new in Scotland. In 1912, when Dundee landlords tried to raise rents, there was public protests and threats to withdraw rent. All of this meant that the increases did not go ahead. Some landlords may have assumed that because large numbers of men were at the war fighting, this would stop any significant protests against the rent increases. However, the remaining tenants, especially women, instead fought back. In response to the rent increases, campaign groups were formed against this. One group was the Glasgow Women's Housing Association, led by women including Mary Barber, Agnes Dolan, and Helen Crawford. The anti-rent rise groups used various campaign methods. They held public meetings, sometimes spoke directly to politicians, and also produced propaganda posters to try and attract more supporters. Many of the propaganda posters portrayed the landlords as being no better than the Germans. In May 1915, the rent strikes began. This meant that tenants would refuse to pay their rents, and around 25,000 people participated in this. The strikers were then threatened with eviction, which meant being thrown out of their homes. The campaign groups worked to stop the evictions. When sheriff officers came to throw people out of their homes, mass protests would take place. Often thousands of people would turn up to stop the sheriff officers from being able to get anywhere near the house. However, eviction protests also sometimes turned violent. Sheriff officers might be attacked, including being hit with flower bombs or other missiles. And at other times, male workers would go on strike and support the women in their campaign. Rent strikes also led to strikes in munitions factories, which hurt the country's war effort. And the rent strikes soon spread across Scotland, with various other areas being involved, including Dundee, Aberdeen and parts of Fife. The government was very worried about the rent strikes. They feared that it would stop Britain winning the war, or even build support for a revolution in Britain. Therefore, in 1915, they passed the Rent Restriction Act, which forced landlords to keep rents at 1914 prices. As a result of the rent strike's success, more direct action was encouraged amongst working class people. Male workers took part in strikes in their workplaces to try and get higher wages or better conditions. And after the war ended, these protests continued in order to improve the general standard of living. Perhaps most famously, the 1919 Battle of George Square saw thousands of protesters fight with the police, which led to soldiers being sent in.